Hey everyone, welcome back to my channel. I'm Samantha, but we're all friends here, so you can call me Sam. Okay, today is just a chit-chat update video. I wanted to update you on my healing journey after chemo and radiation, my healing journey after experiencing cancer two times. This video is an update on me as a whole, me as a person. I know a lot of people found this channel because of my gray hair transition video, and I still get quite a few comments and DMs on that video. Since uploading that video in, I think, January of 2020, I have gone through chemo and radiation as of this year, and I've uploaded videos updating you on my hair growth and all of that. I did make a video showing you how I style my hair and what it looks like now. Thankfully, I thank God that it is at a length now where I can go back to the styles that I like, what I'm used to. Thank God for wigs, but my thing has always been Marley twist, box braids, things like that. My favorite's the butterfly locks. I can't wait to go back to those. But I will insert a clip of what my hair looks like now under this, and you know, just a quick snippet of how I style my hair. And yes, I still have my gray hair under here for anyone that wants to know. So you will see that in the video. Besides losing my hair to chemotherapy, another side effect was my nails turned black. Right now I do have them polished, but I'll insert a clip of what they look like now. So as you can see, the black has grown out. It started at the base of the nail, and some were darker than others, and some have lightened up a whole lot more than others now, but the darkness has grown up, so I imagine it's just gonna grow out and then there'll be no more black nails. What I really wanted to touch on in this video is something that I don't think is talked about enough, and that's really how do people bounce back after going through cancer, going through something traumatic. And for me, I would say life has not changed a whole lot. I feel I've changed a lot, especially with this being my second time around. The first time in 2019 when I had cancer, I had surgery, had the tumor removed, and that was it. This time I followed doctor's orders, and I did chemo and then radiation. No surgery this time. When you go through something traumatic like cancer, once you are, I guess, out of the woods, so to speak, you know, everyone has their own lives. Everyone goes back to their own lives. Not that I need a babysitter or anyone needs a babysitter, but a lot of people go back to their own lives. They're like, oh, okay, she's gonna be okay, or he's gonna be okay. And they don't always necessarily realize, like, there is an aftermath. After going through something like that, you're kind of left with your own thoughts. And the thoughts in our own heads aren't always the best. And, you know, I have one thing that helped me this time around is I joined a support group. There's different support groups. There's a general support group for cancer patients, and then there's a support group for parents going through cancer. And I did find that the general support group helped so much. Both support groups were helpful, but just the general one, it helped a whole lot. Because here's the thing, when you're going through something in life that's just awful, people can try and empathize with you, but they don't always know how you feel, what you're thinking, unless they've already gone through it themselves. And that's why the support group came in handy, because everyone in there was experiencing the same thing. There's people that have been in the group and they have been cancer free for several years, but there's still things that you hold inside of you and still thoughts that you have, and you do need support from time to time. Another thing that I found helpful was therapy. I've gone to therapy for several years, even before cancer. Therapy is definitely something that helped me from, you know, learning how to deal with my emotions, learning how to deal with my thoughts. I don't think people realize this enough, that cancer takes a toll on you. Yeah, the chemo and radiation take a toll on your body physically, but getting a cancer diagnosis and all the stuff that you have to go through during that time, it takes a toll on you mentally and emotionally. So I think when people say, I'm not going to say I think, I know when people say, oh, it's mental. If you're going through cancer and someone's telling you it's mental, it's going to piss you off. But having experienced it myself, I do know that I finally understood what they were saying. Like, the first time I was like, why do people keep telling me it's mental? Like, it was in my body. Like, what do you mean it's mental? But over time, I realized the mental toll that cancer takes on you, the mental toll that a diagnosis can take on you. And the first time, I was a wreck mentally. I was in a dark place for well over a year. I was in really bad shape. So the second time around, I knew to get my mind right. The day that I got the diagnosis, I picked the phone and after I was done crying, let's not gloss over that. I was a wreck for a good hour. And then I pulled it together and I hopped on the phone and I called my therapist. When's your next opening? I'm dealing with something heavy right now. And thank God she had a cancellation and I saw her that day. So I did my best to get ahead of the situation the best that I could. But cancer does take a toll on us mentally. And the thing is, our bodies heal. Now our bodies can heal themselves. Our bodies heal. And physically we start getting stronger afterwards, after the treatments and everything is over. But what do we do about this? It's the mental aspect that can really kick your butt. If you have kids, you're not the only person that you're responsible for. You're not the only person that you have to take care of. But you can't pour from an empty cup. So you have to make sure that you're okay mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So that way you could be 100% to take care of your kids, take care of your family, because they're gonna need you to be at your best. And, you know, I have 7 kids. During chemo, I had 5 of them at home with me. And now that it's all over, I know that I still have my responsibilities. I know that I still have to be my best for my kids. So I have to do whatever it takes to make sure that I am okay here and here. A big thing is, who's your support system? Like, who's your tribe? You know, I live here in Florida where, you know, I'm not originally from here, but I've been here for years. And unfortunately, in the time that I've been here, I haven't made a whole lot of friends, because let's face it, it's hard to make friends as an adult. And you may have people that are around you, you may have acquaintances, but are they really friends? Are they really rocking with you through the good and the bad? And I don't want to say I've lost friends, because is it really a loss if they weren't supposed to be in your life in the first place? But I have had people that aren't in my life anymore. That friends and family. When you go through something really hard in life, you find out who's really got your back and who doesn't. And this time around and last time, I learned who's really there for me and who's not. You know, when I made the decision to do chemo, I had family members that were like, I don't think this is what you should be doing. You need to just trust in God. First of all, God has got me in the palm of his hand. And I feel the only way I even made it through chemo the way that I did is because of my relationship with God. Matter of fact, this whole situation strengthened my relationship with God. And like I had told this particular family member, your walk with God is not my walk with God. And, you know, chemo is something that I prayed on. I prayed and prayed and realized, yeah, this is what I need to do. When you're experiencing something like that, you can't let other people determine if what you're doing is right and how, and you shouldn't let people make you doubt your decisions, because it's between you and God, nobody else. So yeah, I had family and I had friends that were not happy with my decision. At the end of the day, it was my decision, and you're gonna respect it or you're gonna stay out of my way. So there was a family member I had to stop talking to while I went through chemo, because I needed to stay as positive as possible. I needed to have my mind as clear from negativity as possible to get through it. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have gotten through it. The other thing is, people don't always know what to say. And I had several occasions where I had people make unintelligent comments. And I get it. Not everybody knows how to speak to someone that is going through cancer or that is going through whatever terrible time they're going through. But the best thing to do, and that goes for all of us, is to think before we speak. Because I've also had people send me insensitive jokes while I was going through chemo. And I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? Like, or did you think? These are really just thoughts that I had on my mind. Because I, you know, I'm one of those people, I'm constantly thinking. I'm constantly overthinking. And this time, as I had thoughts going through my head, I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just turn on the camera? Because I've learned that there are times where I'm not the only one that thinks or feels a certain way about a certain situation. And mental health is extremely important. And I feel like, yeah, people are talking about it, but it needs to continue to be talked about. And I feel that anyone that's going through cancer, they need to be treated mind, body, and soul. As you're going in for chemo, as you're going in for radiation, yeah, you're treating the body, but how about we also make sure we have a nutritionist for that person? How about we make sure that person is getting therapy that they need? I know that some hospitals, some cancer hospitals, they will provide therapy for cancer patients, and I think that's amazing, but is everyone aware of that? And is it available to everyone? Because I don't feel that it is. I've talked to different people on social media, people that have DM'd me, and we've had conversations. They live in different states, and certain things that are available to me wasn't available to them, and vice versa. It's definitely something that we need to be made aware of. You know, we have to check on other people. Just because someone looks okay doesn't mean that they're feeling okay. Let's just say I've had conversations with people that are, it just made me really open my eyes. Like, when you're going through, when you're experiencing cancer or even a divorce, it doesn't matter what it is, when you're going through something that's really hard and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's really dark thoughts that go through people's minds. And I say all that to say, just, it doesn't matter if you think someone is okay, just check on them. Ask them how their heart is doing. Ask them how they're doing inside. Don't just assume that they're okay. Just because they smile or crack a joke, don't just assume that, oh, she's okay, he's okay. No, like, really check on them. And don't always be quick to offer advice. Just be a listening ear. Just listen. I try to find the beauty in everything. I try to find the joy, the good in everything. Yes, even cancer brought me beautiful things besides the strength. You see, I may have had people leave my life, and I don't fault them for that, because not everyone can handle certain situations. And the crazy thing is, there's people that I thought I would have never lost, but I did during that time. But the beautiful part is, I gained new relationships. I gained new people in my life. People that I wasn't extremely close with stepped up in ways that I never, ever imagined, and became family, you know? And I think that's beautiful, because it shows me that no matter what, God is always looking out for us. God is always preparing us for things when we don't even know it. Everything that we go through in life, I truly, truly believe and understand and have seen firsthand, everything that we go through in life that we think is meant to break us really strengthens us. And not only does it strengthen us, but it also puts us in a position to be able to help other people that are going through or about to go through what we've already experienced. No, we don't want to experience cancer. No, we don't want to experience divorce. No, we don't want to experience whatever else. And I'm naming those two things because those are the most recent things I've been through in the past few years. But we don't want to go through those things. But if we don't experience tough times, how are we ever supposed to grow? And how are we ever supposed to gain the knowledge that we need to help and be of service to other people when they go through it? Because one thing that helped me the first time around was going on social media, going on Instagram, going on YouTube, and finding stories of healing, stories of victory, of people beating cancer, of people just, no, cancer survivors. That's what I had to fill my spirit with. That's what I had to see. And this time around, I did the same thing. And I've seen some of the most beautiful, miraculous stories. There's one person that I follow on Instagram. She's just amazing. She's gone through cancer 3 times. I think 2 of those times, she was only given a very small amount of time to live. And now she is 8 years cancer-free and pregnant with her first child. So instead of surrounding ourselves with so much negativity, the negativity is going to be there. But we don't have to feed ourselves that. Go out and look for the positive in the world. Go out and look for the beauty. Because if we're constantly consuming all the negativity and just the trash that's out there, because there's a lot of it, how are we ever supposed to get through anything? So, I know this video is going to be kind of long, but while, yes, it was important for me to grow my hair back and get rid of my black nails, the most important thing right now is for me to figure out who I am and where I'm going, and focus on purpose. Because as long as we're still on this earth, as long as we have breath in our lungs, God has a purpose for us. Like I said, things have changed for me, but more than anything, I've changed. And I'm actually grateful for it. You know, I struggled with, you know, what's the saying? God will never put more on you than you can handle. I've struggled with that a few times this year. And I'm just like, okay, God will never put more on me than I can handle. But then there's some days where I'm like, whoa, life is really lifing, you know? Life got hands. But as I sit and think, one thing that gets me through any hard time, as I think back to every single time that God has came through and he saved me, I have survived every horrible day I've ever been through. I've survived every scary moment of my life. Even before I even knew who God was, like I would pray occasionally and I would talk to him. And he heard me. He heard me each and every time. You know, sometimes we feel alone in life, but we're not really alone. We may be lonely, but we're never alone. So if you get anything from this video, you get anything from this message, know those things, that God is always with you. He'll never put more on you than you can handle. And you may be lonely, but you're never alone. I hope you made it to the end of this video. If it helps even one person out there, then it was worth me sitting down for 20 minutes to record this and be vulnerable with the world. If you're watching this, I feel you're watching it for a reason, because you might be going through something yourself. And if you are, just know that this too shall pass. It may not look like it right now, but everything's gonna be okay. And with that, I'm going to end this, and I'll see you next time. As always, take care of you. Bye.